Traveler's Journal, October 26th. Finding Peace in Kalaupapa. Molokai is not Hawaii's most visited island. Halfway between Oahu and Maui, it's never been overwhelmed by the tides of tourists that have so radically changed its neighbors. Midway along Molokai's steep and rugged northern shore is a unique national park, a piece of paradise that wasn't always quite so hospitable to its guests. Separated by high sea cliffs from the rest of the island, the Kalaupapa Peninsula is about 3 miles across. Starting in 1866, it became an isolation colony, a virtual prison for the unfortunate Hawaiians who suffered from what we now call Hansen's disease. Back then, it was called leprosy, and there was no known cure or treatment. Those stricken suffered horrible disfigurements and became outcasts. In Hawaii, leprosy victims were simply deposited at a small bay at the foot of the steep cliffs on Kalaupapa Peninsula and left to fend for themselves until they died. Conditions in the colony remained grim until 1873. That was when a 35-year-old Belgian missionary, Father Damien, arrived. He devoted his life to improving fate for the peninsula's unfortunate residents until he died of leprosy 16 years later. Father Damien was beatified for his devotion, the last major step before sainthood. As many as 1,000 victims at a time once lived here, but since a cure was discovered in the early 40s, Kalaupapa's population has dwindled. Just a few former patients remain, though 10,000 visitors a year find their way by foot, ferry, and plane to what may be America's most unique and poignant national historical park. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.